much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Okay, well, I'm not actually sure how this is supposed to work, so if you'll just bear with me for a second. I want to say that,
if you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah! Woo!
I am not here to roast Bob Saget. I'm here to f*** John Stamos.
I get out of the shower and look in the mirror. I'm impressed because I look freaking awesome.
It's the world that needs a change, not me.
Unbelievable. I can't believe I didn't enter the garage until this point. I mean, is that marijuanas?
We're going to need to take those.
Or we leave them and wait to see if the criminal returns to the scene of the crime.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Come on, fatso. Let's move.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Ahí lo vemos. Arriba!
Roll another one.
That is amazing.
Just like the other one.
Sorry, can't help you there.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Is meat on the menu this week?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
You're the one being racist.
Roll another one.
Give him the breathalyzer.
Just like the other one.
You're dead to me.
This one seems to be about.
Don't sound sexy.
I don't have another cent.
Exciting story.
And now.
Are you high?
A little bit, yeah, but that's irrelevant.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning. So happy.
Yes, me too.
I don't know if you saw the story out of Pennsylvania, but I thought we'd start the show with it today. This is a nightmare, I would imagine, for parents. Pennsylvania grandmother has been arrested after her 7-year-old grandson took her heroin to school. She's a grandmother.
No.
Hardcore heroin user.
No.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Pauline Balinski Munyon, 56, alleges to the police that she lost track of the drugs last Thursday while babysitting a boy, a 1-year-old baby, at her house. Earlier that day, a teacher at the elementary school overheard a grandson telling another that he had heroin. The 7-year-old knew what it was. He had bags of heroin. The drugs were branded with the words Victoria's Secret.
Hmm. Okay.
Is that a brand of heroin that I'm not aware of?
Don't look at me.
Odd.
I don't know.
Well, I thought you would. At least one other child took the package of heroin home because his mom, then they went to a mall or something. His mom saw it and she's like, what's that blue bag? And he's like, oh, it's heroin. I got it from so-and-so.
Oh, my God.
They all know.
Look, if the son knows that his, or the grandson knows his mom is doing heroin, then whoever dropped that kid off has to know, right?
I would think. But you said mom. It's grandmother.
I mean, grandmother. That's what I mean, yeah.
School district failed to notify the DA about the incident. They found out about it from a news report. So then the authorities went over to the school and said, hey, what up with heroin? What's happening here? So now they're looking into possible charges against the school because the school said, there may have been a damaging – they were trying to get around the word heroin. There may have been a damaging product that was found in the grass at school.
Yeah.
So just watch your kids and maybe take them to the emergency room to have them checked out.
If they start foaming at the mouth.
But they didn't say why or what it was or anything else because they didn't really want to tell parents that children are bringing heroin to school.
Yeah. Well, I can see their point, but I think you have to tell them.
Yeah. Detectives allegedly located heroin bags in the home in the kids' shorts. And then they interviewed the grandma, and she said, that's where my heroin went.
You know, when you're a heroin addict, it's easy to lose track of your heroin.
I guess.
Are times when you're not paying that good attention.
Yeah, that's very possible. The kid had like, I can't remember, it was either like 9 or 10 baggies of heroin.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, he took her whole stash.
Wow.
What a selfish bastard he is.
Leave some from grandma.
Leave grandma something to do that day, for God's sakes. So anyway, no one took it. And everybody's fine.
Thank God.
But the authorities are not happy with the school.
And she will not be babysitting anymore.
Most likely not. Yeah, I would guess not. All right, let's talk about this morning's Kevin and Bean show. Lisa is on some kind of weird new diet.
Mm-hmm. I am.
And all I know is, and we'll discuss this later in more detail, but she can't eat anything.
Almost not anything.
It is absurd, the list of things that she's not allowed to eat.
Yeah, it's true.
And you're not doing it voluntarily. It's not like you're just trying to lose weight or anything because you don't need
I actually got diagnosed with something. Well, I think I do, but
So you were happy you got diagnosed with it?
I mean, it certainly gives me more impetus to do it.
Sure, if you can't eat.
Right.
It's Friday morning, so we've got the movie beat. We have John Slattery.
Oh, my God.
In the studio.
I dressed up for him.
And of course, is Roger Sterling.
Yes.
On Mad Men, and he's directed a movie called God's Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets for the Kings Ducks playoff game tomorrow night.
Great.
Last night didn't go quite so well if you're a Kings fan.
Oh.
Ducks fan, probably very excited. And you got escorted out of your work.
Kevin.
I did, yeah. I did once.
You may be the only one here
that got escorted.
That I know of.
It's sort of a radio thing, though, because once they fire from a radio station, they don't want you to go on the air and say bad things about them and stuff. So that's my excuse.
They walk you out.
They literally walk you out.
That's so humiliating.
And you feel like you're the 7-year-old with the heroin. You go, come on. I don't know.
I'm not going to do anything. Here's your box of stuff,
but
Mr.
Then,
Ryder.
Once a security guard is walking you out, now you start thinking, I should break away and do something, which had never occurred to me before that moment.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break. We will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to Ralph make some boat sound effects.
There she blows!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:52 and time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, big doings in the world of television. Right now, all the networks are talking about who they're canceling and what new series they're ordering, and it's hard to keep track. So get your programs out, boys and girls. We're changing some of the players. Big doings on the CW network yesterday. Some cancellations, and of course, as I mentioned, some new shows. They've pulled the plug on the Carrie Diaries. We don't get to see Teen Sex in the City anymore.
Darn it!
They also canceled its dramas, The Tomorrow People.
You ever watch that?
No, I never watched The Tomorrow
People.
Yeah, I did. Kevin, you watch more CW than a 14-year-old girl.
What happens is if you like a show like Arrow.
I love Arrow.
So then they
advertise. They got the 100 after that.
So then, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But then they advertise all these other shows. You go, well, that might be good. So right. I tried it once.
What's the show with they travel through space and time and everything. They got superpowers and the one guy's going undercover with the agency that doesn't like them and stuff. They're a bunch of kids. Is that The Tomorrow People?
Yeah, that's
is that
the
one?
Tomorrow People.
Yeah. That got canceled.
Yeah, that's all right.
Star-Crossed?
Nope. Don't even know it.
Ringing a bell?
Never heard of it.
Also canceled. Heart of Dixie, Beauty and the Beast, and The 100, the show we were just talking about, which is real good. You watch it after hours?
I've taped it.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, good.
They were picked up for another season.
Yes.
CW also gave full series orders to the Arrow spinoff, The Flash. Yes. We get to see The Flash on television.
Let's see how it is.
It's awesome.
All right.
It's The Flash. Barry Allen, police scientist, now, after being doused with chemicals and struck by lightning.
Sure, of course.
It's
at the same time, I'm sure.
Is the fastest man alive.
So basically, you can just run fast.
Let's save it. Let's save it for when the show comes on the air so I will school you about the powers of The Flash.
What other powers does he have?
Hey, you know what? If I can move faster than you can see,
right?
That's a pretty good power to
okay,
have.
Okay, but I'm asking you, that's it? That's his total?
I don't know what they're going to do on this series, but in the comics, his ability to travel so quickly gives him other powers as well. For example, he can run up the side of buildings.
Okay, that's not bad.
Pretty useful.
Yeah, that's not bad.
He can rotate his arm so quickly he can create winds and vortexes. He can vibrate every molecule in his body to find a sympathetic vibration with a solid object and pass through it.
Okay, see, that's impressive.
Goddamn right it is. No. Wrong Flash. That's Flash Gordon. That's Flash Gordon.
How many flashes are there?
There's a lot of flashes.
Well,
but
for God's sakes, get creative, people.
Learn the right one we're talking about.
Seven different shows Flash.
iZombie, the story of a female med student who's a zombie who takes a job in a coroner's office so she can eat brains. That's also been picked up by the CW. Jane the Virgin. I'm not sure what that
Jane
is.
Jane the Virgin.
Apparently this is adapted from a Venezuelan telenovela.
That's where we get all our best TV.
Yes. And The Messengers, about a group of people who must save the world after a mysterious object crashes down to Earth.
Yeah! That's hot!
CBS has gone ahead and ordered How I Met Your Mother spinoff How I Met Your Dad for a full season. ABC announced they have picked up Revenge for another season, The Goldbergs, and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Fantastic.
For a second season as well. They're adding another Marvel Agents of show as well. Marvel's Agent Carter will be a spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so we're going to have more Marvel television.
A spinoff meaning it's going to be one of the characters that's on that show?
I believe they will introduce a character to spin off. Because if memory serves, Agent Carter from S.H.I.E.L.D. is actually Sharon Carter, Captain America's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Who, in the most recent movie, was played by the girl who is the who was the lead in Revenge.
Yeah, I'm lost now.
Yeah, I am too.
Sorry.
So I don't know whether she'll be the star of that or never. Or not.
Or never.
Or never. More likely. NBC, they've picked up a new series called Constantine, based on a DC comic book. A to Z, a sitcom about an online dating company. And The Mysteries of Laura.
The Mysteries of Laura.
Starring Deborah Messing. It's a series about a female homicide detective.
That's the one Lisa's going to watch.
Who can handle...
Maybe.
Murderous criminals.
But she falls in love along the way, and then what do you do?
I bet she dresses well and has nice bags.
But not her evil twin.
What?
No, no, no.
What?
Come on.
I'm
that is your lying. You are lying.
I must watch.
I'm not lying.
That is not true.
The Mysteries of Laura.
Oh, my God.
She's mysterious, but her evil twin is even more so.
What?
Oh, Laura.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Her evil twin. I never thought that's what he was going
to
say.
Me either.
That's laughable. Sad news. Actor, voiceover artist, DJ, sports broadcaster Lee Marshall has passed away at the age of 64.
Oh, my God. I knew Lee.
Did you really?
What?
Yes.
How did you know a sportscaster?
Well,
he's
also
been
was
radio
a
news
reporter.
For a long time. Oh. Yeah.
I used to work with him.
Did you used to date him?
No. But I knew
like
him.
Almost
I knew his
70.
Son.
He, for a long time, had another gig as the WCW wrestling announcer.
You know,
the guy to interview the wrestlers and stuff.
Right.
But he was one of those guys who just worked everywhere. He did voiceover work, and he was a DJ, radio news, traffic, as Lisa mentioned, sports. Passed away on April 26th at a hospital in Santa Monica with esophageal cancer.
Oh.
Oof.
He was also, perhaps most famously, the guy who stepped in for Thurl Ravenscroft as the voice of Tony the Tiger in all the Tony the Tiger commercials.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, they're great! That was him. But not the first him. The first him,
the second
Ravenscroft.
Right.
Okay. Who was also the voice of Mr. Grinch. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Obviously.
Guy sang that? Obviously.
Sure.
He was the first Tony the Tiger.
You have to tell me.
And then Lee took over and now he's passed.
What about his evil twin?
Yeah, he does not have an evil twin.
Okay.
I'm out of time, but I was going to give you the hottest TV moms of all time. A list of the hottest TV moms of all time.
Hottest
so
TV
I,
moms.
I will do that in the next hour when you come back to listen to the Showbiz Beat. Or if you just stick around and listen to the Showbiz Beat, we'll do the top 10 hottest TV moms in honor, of course, of Mother's Day coming up this weekend. And we'll talk also about
I like that they don't go best TV moms. They just go hottest.
Well, there's a list of hot best
there is.
Best pop culture moms, and there's also a list of hottest TV moms, and I will be spreading my lists out throughout the
morning.
Okay. Right. And then we'll do a list of top 10 worst gifts to give a mother, and then we can talk about beer mug.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Good.
He comes in at number one, so.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Audrina Patridge is 29 years old today. She's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Billy Joel is 65. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode is 52 years old. Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang. Ghostface Killah is 44 years old. Rosario Dawson is 35 years old today. And musician Andrew W.K. celebrates his 35th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
On the way, we have the movie beat because it's Friday. We also have John Slattery in studio. And Ralph is very excited.
Oh, my God, Roger Sterling!
I'm excited, too. I remember him from Sex in the City. He played
Hey, way to bring everything to a screeching halt. But first, let's talk about Lisa May. And
leave her alone. She's sick, man.
And her ridiculous diet.
Leave Lisa alone. She's got a disease.
I'm a step from a wheelchair.
Here's the thing, though. Here's my question for you, Ralph.
Put her in a home next.
Does she have a disease? Because to me, she's been working into this diet slowly. Like, she'll come in one day and go, gluten, gone. But she didn't mention anything about the diet.
The healthier she's eating, the sicker she's getting.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm finding.
And Jimmy Kimmel did a thing where, and I just posted it on Twitter at the Kevin Reiter, where he went out and he asked people what gluten is. None of them knew. And these are people who live gluten-free. They don't eat gluten, but none of them knew what it was. So she started doing that, and then we're like, come on, what are you doing? You don't need to lose weight.
Well, I think you kind of have it backwards. It's that I've been getting more interested in how to eat right and how food affects your body, and so I have been eating better and better and better, and yet I don't really feel any better. So
right.
There's something wrong
yes.
that I don't have more energy, that I still sometimes almost fall asleep driving home from work. That, you know, at 4 in the afternoon, I'm done.
Well, you know, we have been roofying you, if that means anything.
That does change a lot of things.
That might explain a lot.
Jeez, you could have told me that before I did all this.
Lisa found some kind of bogus diagnosis so that she could cover up the fact that she's literally not eating.
Turns out Lisa is afflicted with chronic gullibility. that's the illness that she has. Because you can tell her she has anything, apparently she buys it.
So I went to the conventional doctor and I said, please do a complete thyroid panel. And he said, you're fine, you're good to go. So then I went to a naturopath, an integrated functional doctor.
Because when a real doctor tells you
you're
something,
fine.
You need a second
no,
opinion.
No, I'm not.
Because
you need
there
to go,
are a lot more tests
you need
that
to go
they
to a
can
lesser
do.
Doctor.
Find me a hippie who smells of patchouli to tell me how I am. That's what Lisa said.
So we did a lot more tests.
Yes.
What's the name of this kind of doctor again?
She's a naturopath.
She's a naturopath.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's called integrated functional medicine, Ralph. It's very big now because regular doctors are not addressing a lot of the issues people have.
Gullible. So you went to the naturopath.
So I went to
in the back of her van.
Dr. Lauren Noel.
Yeah. Right.
Doctor in quotes.
She is a doctor.
Yeah.
Sure.
And,
like Dr. Feelgood.
We finally got the results back and we sat down and talked about it. And she said, you have Hashimoto's.
Sure.
Hashimoto's. Oh, you
Which,
must have freaked
by the way,
out.
If you like sushi, no place better than Hashimoto's.
And I've heard of it. I've read about it, but I was always like, oh, those poor people. I don't have that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you then do the right thing and go back to the real doctor and say, do I have this?
No.
Excellent. Good.
No,
all right.
Absolutely not.
So you just took the patchouli smelling.
I did.
All right.
So the hippie says you have Hashimoto.
Right. It's an autoimmune disease. It affects women 7 times more than men. And if you have autoimmune diseases in your family, which I do,
mm-hmm.
You're more likely to get it.
I think Ralph pointed out yesterday off the air that women are 7 times more gullible than men.
Yes, he did say that.
That's why you get it.
I'm sorry, but you have sphincter-fruited syndrome.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
What do I have to do?
What do I eat?
I want to live.
And it's where your body's antibodies start to attack your thyroid.
Sure.
Mm.
And there's a connection between leaky gut or intestinal permeability.
What's leaky gut?
No,
this has got ugly.
I hope you're wearing Depends.
A lot of people have it.
Yeah.
Leaky gut.
And so when you talk about people getting going off of gluten and stuff, it's because they've got leaky gut.
Would you mind not saying that word anymore?
All right. But anyway, you have to heal the gut.
You have to heal the
in order to attack the Hashimoto. So,
okay,
I can't
so
not
wait,
say it
that was
way.
Our, that was our plan in World War II, I think.
You have
heal
to
the
do
gut
both.
And attack the Hashimoto.
There's a, you have to have a healthy gut to get a healthy thyroid.
Okay.
And vice versa.
All right. What's wrong with your gut?
Mm-hmm.
It
well,
leaks.
I mean,
besides the leak.
Essentially, when you have that leak, things get through that shouldn't be there and your body attacks them. So, for instance, gluten is one thing that causes inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got the leak. So that's why you take it out of your diet to reduce the inflammation. And your body stops attacking it.
I'm going to suggest again, nobody wants to hear hot chicks say leak.
Sorry.
They just don't.
Intestinal permeability.
Okay.
So you got poisons coming out of your colon into your bloodstream
basically,
or something like
yeah.
that?
Basically, yeah. You know, 80% of your immune system is in your gut.
Right. So that's why people take probiotics and yogurt and
yes.
stuff like that to get good bacteria that helps you digest and stuff like
right.
that.
And right. And that helps to heal.
I have a list of items that you're not allowed to eat.
Yeah. Okay. So because of
Hashimoto.
Hirohito. You have to change everything
you
eat.
You have to pull out everything that can cause inflammation.
Okay, so what are you not eating? Kevin, you have a list of what
yes,
he's
I
not
do.
Eating
okay.
these days?
Nuts of any kind.
No nuts.
Seeds
no
of
seeds.
Any kind.
Okay.
Beans.
No beans.
Legumes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Grains of any kind.
Right.
Alternate sweeteners.
Can't have alternate sweeteners.
Can't have
oh,
that.
Oh, Lisa May must be dying.
Dried fruit.
Uh-huh.
Dairy products.
Yep.
What the what?
All processed foods. Alcohol.
Right there, I'm out.
Chocolate. Eggs. These are all items she can't eat in any form.
Just kill yourself.
Nightshades. I don't even know what that is.
It's types of vegetables like tomatoes, white potatoes, bell peppers, chilies, eggplant.
Hold on. Can we save some time and get a list of what Lisa is eating?
Yeah, that's easier.
We probably
sand,
could, yes.
I can have
spring water.
I can have grass-fed meat.
You can have meat?
Grass-fed meat.
Grass-fed meat.
I can have poultry. I can have seafood. I can have vegetables, sweet
not
potatoes.
Not all,
no, by the way. No,
except for nightshades.
No vegetable oils.
No nightshades.
No vegetable oils.
Coconut oil, olive oil, I can have avocado.
So for lunch, you just have like a glass of olive oil?
No.
It's the worst diet ever.
With some chopped beef stirred into it. Some beef tartare.
It's a little restricting, to
you
be
think?
Sure. But, you know, I was 3/4 of the way there anyway. At first, I was really freaked out. And then I thought, you know, I don't really eat most of this stuff most of the time.
Right, uh-huh. Which is our issue with you.
But I should be.
How much stuff can you cut out of your diet?
Don't. I should have better results than I'm
having. I eat out of the trash, and I'm just as healthy as you.
That's true.
Come
but
on.
You don't have a leaky gut.
That's true. I don't have a
I'll
leaky
bet
gut.
You've got
a leaky brain,
oh,
but not
well,
a leaky gut.
By the way, brain fog is one of the big.
Oh, no.
Well,
yes.
I need to go on this diet.
You
yep.
have Kukimoto.
I'm reading all these with glee, and I didn't realize I have to go on this diet.
We need to make
have,
Kevin do it and see what happens
yeah,
to
that
his
would
brain.
Not
you
ever
have
happen.
Hakkasan.
That's what I've heard. I have the nightclub in Las
so
Vegas.
So for the next 5 weeks, I don't eat any of that stuff, and then we slowly reintroduce some of, not the gluten, never. But,
no,
but
not gluten, because
we'll
that gluten
can
really
put eggs
ruin
back
things.
In and hopefully some
you're not
going to
put anything back
well,
in,
because
you're a crazy cat lady that has now convinced herself
we'll
that
see.
She can't eat anything that the rest of us humans eat.
You're going to be the lady who shows up at dinner with her friends with a Ziploc bag.
Yes.
I know, oh. right?
Bring your own food.
So
bring your
true.
Own drinks.
Oh.
So sad.
Just put you in a bubble.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Human beatbox, man.
Do you feel like that should have gone with that Coldplay song?
That's from the Coldplay song.
Huh. I didn't recognize it. Yeah. It's 6:24. Don't forget, tickets go on sale today for K-Rock's Weenie Roast 2014. It's Saturday, May 31st, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Today at noon, today at noon, today at noon. You can buy your tickets, but you have to have a password, and you get that by becoming a K-Rock Street Team member, which you can do at K-Rock.
What day, when?
Today at noon.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I didn't mention it, I don't think.
No.
It's Friday, time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Which one of the movies this weekend will be the one to take on The Amazing Spider-Man 2 to try and knock it off the top of the weekend box office charts? Will it be one of these films? Nope.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. We'll find out. But let's take a look at a bunch of new movies coming out this weekend, including Mom's Night Out. All Allison and her friends want is a peaceful grown-up evening of dinner and fun with the girls. They want to put on their high heels, have some adult conversation, get away from the kids, eat some food not served in a bag. So all that needs to happen is their husbands have to watch the kids for a few hours.
Oh, that
what
seems
easy. What could go wrong?
Oh, that's crazy.
Everything.
Because men are dumb. When it comes to children, how do I take care of a child?
God, stop it. Stop it, Hollywood. Stop telling us that fathers can't watch kids. That bad things happen. Well, all right, in Kevin's case, yes, you're right.
How dare you, sir.
There are other fathers who are completely capable of watching their children. Here are some clips from the trailer of Mom's Night Out.
You planned a mom's night?
Yes, sister.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
They could get maimed. I could lose both children. It's getting hot in here.
I cannot find your reservation.
I just want to sit down with my friends without three little people clawing all over me.
Who would bring a baby to a tattoo parlor? That's dumb.
I know, right?
That is real dumb.
Life is about finding the meaning and the joy and the purpose in all the chaos.
Hon, your job.
It's hard. I know.
Important. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for the moms okay. on this weekend of all
well,
weekends.
Right, of course.
Mother's Day weekend.
Can we give it up for the moms, but not see that movie?
Patricia Heaton's in that film.
Right.
Sarah Drew, Sean Astin, and Trace Adkins. Finally, Trace Adkins on the big screen.
Really?
Yeah. Country music star?
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
He's the guy who beat up his double on the boat. Remember? He's yeah. got in a fist fight with his own impersonator. Now, that's a movie I would watch.
Exactly.
Show me Trace Adkins punching out the Trace Adkins impersonator for 2 hours. And you have my box office dollar. The Double opens up this weekend. This looks fascinating. It's in limited release. Jesse Eisenberg stars as a clerk in a government agency whose life takes a weird turn for the worse when a new coworker shows up in his office who is not only his exact physical double, but
right.
the opposite of who he is. He's confident, he's charming, he's charismatic, he's good with the ladies, and this guy is just a loser. How awful would that be when faced with your physical mirror image who's so much better than you are?
The person you always wanted to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would suck.
Interesting idea. Here's a scene from The Double where the double is ordering food at they're together. The doubles are
okay.
together. They're ordering food at a diner. You can hear the difference between these two guys.
Coke and a bagel.
We're out of bagels.
Oh, right. Then I'll just have the Coke then, I guess.
A Coke. And you?
A coffee.
A coffee.
And scrambled eggs.
You don't serve breakfast in the evening?
Why not?
Because it says so on the menu.
Well, do you still have eggs here?
Yeah.
And do you have a frying pan?
Yeah.
Then do me a favor and make me some scrambled eggs.
Fine. Anything else?
Bacon.
Bacon.
And toast.
And toast.
And a beer.
And a beer. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Are you sure?
Just give me the damn food.
See? One guy's meek, the other guy's manly.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Palo Alto opens up this weekend. Story of James Franco, who is lusting after teenage girls. What? Truth is stranger than fiction. James Franco plays a soccer coach who has inappropriate sexual feelings towards a teenager he is coaching in soccer.
Oh.
Emma Roberts plays April. She's the class virgin who is having this illicit flirtation with her soccer coach. He also has an unrequited crush on a sweet kid named Teddy. Meanwhile, her girlfriend Emily is just the school hoe, just giving it up to every boy who asks. These two best friends have to learn a lot about life and love and staying away from creepy James Franco. Gia Coppola is the director of Palo Alto. Here's a scene where James Franco is tutoring Emma Roberts. Tutoring?
Yeah.
Is that what you kids are calling it these days?
What if I don't think there's a reason for something happening?
Well, then you need to think harder.
Yeah, but I do things all the time for no reason.
Mm-hmm. It's because you're young and you don't know why you do things, but there's always a reason.
If you wanted to, couldn't you just say that the reason everything's happened is because of one thing that happened at the very, very, very beginning of time?
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to be a smartass. Sorry.
That's okay.
He kissed her!
A lot of whispering.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of whispering.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of... Sounds like Bean in the back of a panel van. Chef opens up this weekend, directed by Jon Favreau.
I'm excited about
this.
He's
one of those directors. you just give him a pass. Whatever he's doing, you're like, oh, you're involved? I'm in. I'm going to take a look because he's just that good. This looks like a charming, funny story, in limited release, by the way, about a chef who loses his restaurant job and starts up his own food truck, trying to reclaim his creative love for food, and he's also trying to put his family back together again. Favreau stars as well as directs. Robert Downey Jr. is in this film. Scarlett Johansson, Dustin Hoffman.
Wow.
Sofia Vergara. What a lineup. Here's a scene where Sofia Vergara is calling Jon Favreau to check in on their son.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
How's your daddy?
Can't talk to him.
Hi, Nez.
Hi, do you want me to come pick him up?
No, you're 1,000 miles away. He's fine. He's got a couple of burns and 2 stitches from a paring knife.
Please, I'm serious. Let me go and pick him up.
You know your son's a cook now?
Be careful.
I'll have him home in time for school.
It looks here like you guys are having so much fun.
Do you know your son could work a grill?
I had beer.
What is that?
He says he misses you.
God's Pocket opens up this weekend in limited release, also directed by John Slattery of Mad Men fame, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman in one of his final roles. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men joins the cast. Richard Jenkins, one of my favorite actors, John Turturro. It's a story about a working-class neighborhood in Philadelphia and the trials and tribulations of some of the working-class folks who are trying to put their lives back together, especially Christina Hendricks, whose son dies in an accident, in quotes, on a job site. Philip Seymour Hoffman is her husband. That's his stepson who passes away. John Turturro is a guy who's all mobbed up. Richard Jenkins is a local Philadelphia columnist who is trying to write a story about the incident and how their lives intertwine is the story of God's Pocket. Here's some clips from the trailer.
The working men of God's Pocket are simple men. They work, marry, and have children. And until recently, they die like everyone else.
22-year-old construction worker was killed yesterday when he slipped and fell to his death. Leon Hubbard didn't slip on nothing.
Something happened to Leon over at that job. Something nobody's told us yet.
I'll see what I can find out.
I had a chance to see this movie this week, and boy, it's really good. Great job by John Slattery directing, which is what I think is his first feature film. Amazing cast, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. As you watch him work, you just say, man, what a shame.
What a talent.
Oh, man. You miss him more and more.
I heard this is funny.
There are some
it's
funny moments, too.
Me that
it's
way.
Not a comedy.
Oh, okay.
But it's like Fargo funny. There's some dark humor involving corpses and things that should are
I like
end up
that
in places
humor.
Where they shouldn't be. And there's some light moments. But overall, it's kind of a grim story because people's lives are just so sort of desperate. And no one gets out of this neighborhood and no one really thrives. And everyone's got the odds stacked against them in terms of their draw in life. So, but it's really well acted, really well directed. I really enjoyed it. Legends of Oz, Dorothy Returns. Yes, that's right, a Wizard of Oz movie. Finally.
Whew.
Finally, this story is being... Wait a minute. Dorothy wakes up after the tornado in Kansas, back in Oz to save her old friends, the Scarecrow, the Lion, the Tin Man, from a new villain, the Jester.
Is this just something they made up out of whole cloth?
No, I believe this is based on the other Oz books. It's animated, stars Leah Michele from Glee, Kelsey Grammer, Dan Aykroyd, and James Belushi lend their voices as well. Here is a scene where Glenda, the Good Witch, meets the Jester.
Ah, the Jester.
I am so thrilled to have you as my guest.
I'm captivated.
Isn't it wonderful?
My, but you're silly.
Silly? By silly, surely you mean diabolical. No? You're laughing. It's a costume, isn't it? It's my curse. Literally. I can't take this off ever.
Martin Short there is the Jester. Sounds entertaining if you got young kids. And lastly, the only movie this weekend that has a shot at taking on Spidey, Neighbors, opens up this weekend. Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne, Zac Efron, Lisa Kudrow. By now you know the story. It's a couple with a newborn baby living next to a fraternity house. Not the perfect recipe for coexistence. Here's a scene where Seth Rogen and his wife running into the frat guys next door who are having a Robert De Niro-themed party.
What are you wearing? What are you doing?
Yeah. We're throwing a Robert De Niro party.
Oh.
I'm a taxi driver De Niro.
Yeah, meet the fuck is De Niro. I'm watching you.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Sam Jackson, you know, from Jackie Brown.
Hoo-ah!
It's not even, yeah.
Send him a woman.
Hey, when you called the cops, you violated the circle of trust, fucker.
We're sorry. We called the cops, okay?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
No, you don't see anyone else here.
Well, I don't see anyone else here either.
This movie looks very funny. It's worth checking out this weekend. Those are your picks. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Mother's Day also coming up, by the way.
This Sunday.
I want to make sure that I'm getting the right thing for my mom, so I've got her on the phone so that we can just check out. Like, I have a couple of ideas to run by her, see if
always
she's
good.
Interested. Hi, Mom.
Where are you?
What?
Where are you? It's Mother's Day, and you're not here.
Well, it's not Mother's Day today. It's Mother's Mom?
Kevin's mom.
Nicely done.
Thank you,
Bruce. Well, no, Mother's Day.
Come on, I made your favorite meal, chocolate ham. Where are you?
I'm not there. I have to work today, but Sunday
they
is
Mother's Day. You work on Mother's Day?
It's not Mother's Day today. It's Mother's Day Sunday.
Today's Friday.
So tomorrow's not Mother's Day either, but then Sunday is.
Oh, I shouldn't have taken that Ambien. I have strawberry ice cream all over the wall.
Oh, my God.
So Sunday?
Yeah, it's Sunday. It's not today. I'm just calling early to make sure that, you know, I plan the right thing.
Yeah, you just let it go. Just let it go.
You mean I don't have to get you anything for Mother's Day?
No, just you. Just come over and bring your lovely husband and everybody. Okay. Come to the house, and I will gas up the party bus.
Oh my gosh!
And we will all go out. We'll just party.
Okay, so we don't need to do anything at home. I don't need to plan anything as far as the meal because we're going to go out on the party bus.
No, but we are running low of beer.
Oh, Mom, already? Come on!
We're going to have to clean the potty bus.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. Ralph, did you enjoy that conversation Muggs and I were having about Twitter?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
We know what's up.
It must feel good for you, though, Kevin.
That's why Muggs is still employed. That's what people don't understand.
To finally have a conversation where you just know you're so much smarter than the guy you're talking to.
Right.
So that you understand completely what you're talking about, and that person is just clueless.
While I appreciate the Fire Beer Mug sentiment,
You need him.
I need somebody that's dumber than me.
Right.
And that's hard to find.
And you can just lord that over him forever. Right. Yeah. It's good times.
It is 6:54. Don't forget, tickets go on sale today for the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014 at noon. Go to krock.com for the details.
Coming up this hour, John Slattery.
I've never seen Ralph more excited.
Well, you know, Mad Men is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Right.
And that's saying something, because I watch a lot of damn television. But it is one of the best shows ever, and we are now in the midst of the final season, and I am just weepy about that.
Oh, you're not going to cry with him, are you?
I might. Yeah. I might pull on his pant leg, say, please make more, don't go. But he's also got a brand new movie coming out this weekend called God's Pocket, which I saw and loved. So we'll be talking about that as well in just a short couple of minutes, but in the meanwhile, let's get to Showbiz Beat tonight. I do want to remind you, tonight at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose in West Hollywood, Kevin Smith and I once again take the stage with Hollywood Babylon. It is us and our take on the entertainment news as well as some other silly comedy. Kevin gets baked, I get irreparably drunk, and we have a good time. So we'd love to have you come out and join us.
Go now.
Come on, Peter.
Now.
Go to improv.com. Yeah, click on the Hollywood Club, and then you can get your tickets for tonight's show. We'd love to see you come out and join us. Damn those South Park kids.
Yeah, they don't like you.
Quick correction. I was talking about the new series that's going to be on ABC, a companion piece to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
And it is called Agent Carter.
And I was speculating that it would must be about Sharon Carter, Captain America's girlfriend in the comics. And you saw her in Winter Soldier just a little bit.
That seems like a pretty good guess.
It was, no? But it was well off the mark.
Okay, then it wasn't a good
Agent
guess.
Agent Carter actually refers to his first girlfriend. If you remember the first Captain America film, remember Peggy Carter, the beautiful Haley Atwell, who starred as the government agent that was working with Cap. They became boyfriend and girlfriend before he got frozen, before at the end of the film. You don't remember that at all?
I don't, but all right.
But, so it'll take place in the 40s. It'll be about sort of about the formation of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay.
How it came about. She will be a secret agent, also an attaché to Howard Stark, Tony Stark's dad, who was a big part of S.H.I.E.L.D. So a lot of the Marvel comics and S.H.I.E.L.D. folklore will be covered in the show Agent Carter. So a lot of people correcting me on that, and I wanted to get that out there. Talking about the new TV shows that are coming as networks cancel shows left and right. Some of your favorite shows may be gone. Trophy Wife, for example, if you like that show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that got canceled.
Oh, wait, I don't watch it.
ABC. Oh. Also canceled. A lot of shows on the CW. The Carrie Diaries, Tomorrow People, and Starcrossed are all gone. But the good news is Heart of Dixie, Beauty and the Beast, and The 100 were picked up for another season.
Do not cheer for
Lisa likes the Heart of Dixie.
Heart of Dixie.
Yeah. The Arrow spinoff The Flash has been given a full series order, so we'll get that as well. I promised you last hour we'd talk about the hottest moms on television all time. So Kevin's going to hate this because a lot of these are classic old shows. But they all made the list.
But there are current working moms on TV that are hot.
Not on this list.
No.
The hottest moms on television of all time. Well, one of them is Michelle Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting is 10th on the list.
What?
What? Yeah. How can she possibly be?
I think they factor in, since she had 20 kids, she's hot for having 20 kids.
But that's not a category.
Well, apparently it is. Now, like, the list starts off a little shaky.
Really?
Roseanne Barr from Roseanne's
show.
Oh, see,
they're being funny then.
No, it gets better. Like Samantha Stevens from Bewitched, Elizabeth Montgomery on that show.
No, but with Roseanne in that list, you know they're just being funny.
Yeah. Lucy Ricardo from I Love Lucy. Lucille Ball was 7th. Harriet Nelson from Ozzie and Harriet was 6th. Marion Cunningham and Donna Stone from The Donna Reed Show tied at 4th and 5th. Carol Brady was 3rd. Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show was 2nd. And number 1, perhaps the most famous TV mom.
Sophia Vergara.
June Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver.
Oh.
Sophia Vergara didn't make it on the list. Maybe they need to revamp.
So these are all pre-1970.
These are all classic TV moms. Kourtney and Khloe Kardashian may not be taking the Hamptons after all. That was the name of their new series on E! Khloe and Kourtney Take the Hamptons. Here's the problem. The Hamptons apparently don't want to be taken.
The Hamptons said no thanks?
They are having a hard time finding any place to shoot at the Hamptons this summer for the series because the locals are not pleased with the reality show coming to their town. Here's the thing. First of all, they're afraid their pets will be eaten by Khloe. But the Hamptons are very hoity-toity. High-end neighborhood.
Oh, it's all rich people.
Yeah, it's the summer homes for a lot of the rich people out of New York. They summer in the Hamptons. And I guess those people don't want their summer effed up by the Kardashians.
Can you blame
shooting them? Their BS reality show. I can't blame them at all. And I'm glad that they are taking up arms and making things as difficult as possible for that show to be taken. Plus, they won't be able to even film on the beaches there at the Hamptons because from Memorial Day through September the 30th, filming any sort of TV show or movie is prohibited on local beaches.
Oh, why? Is it just too busy?
They want to preserve the beaches for the people who are vacationing there to enjoy and have a good time. They don't want them to have to deal with parts of the beaches being closed so they can shoot some TV show or movie or whatever.
We don't want to see Khloe in a swimsuit.
No. Oh, but she's looking better these days.
Is she?
Yeah, she's lost a lot of weight and she's sort of in shape. Speaking of losing weight, it's been revealed that, the cast of the original Star Wars trilogy is coming back for this 7th film. And Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, of course. I wonder if she'll be like Queen Leia now or something, that 30 years have passed. She's lost 40 pounds for this role.
Wow.
Yeah, she's really slimmed down. It would be so awesome to have someone come to you and say, we got this job coming up. We're going to get you a nutritionist and a trainer. And someone's just going to come to your house every day and just get you into shape. That's all you need to worry about for the next 6 months is just getting in the best shape of your life.
That'd be pretty cool. Until that was over. And then you'd go, hey, where'd everyone?
Yeah, we got what we needed out of you.
But what about
Puppet? Go back to your Haagen-Dazs. So she's gone from Jabba the Hutt to a Princess Leia again.
Do you know if they're going to use like this kind of this music? From
John Williams
and all
will be returning to score this seventh film.
Fantastic.
So a lot of the original Star Wars elements will be in place for this movie. I'm very excited. Today's celebrity birthdays. Audrina Patrick is 29 years old today. Singer Billy Joel turns 65. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode is 52. Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang Clan, 44 years old. Rosario Dawson is 35. And Andrew W.K. is 35 years old today. Here's a little tribute.
He do for his birthday?
I wonder how he, I guess have a party. I'm guessing. Seems to lean towards parties
slightly.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show. What are you worried about? What's your problem now?
Well,
you seem very concerned about this story.
I am not a fan of drinking sewer water.
Well,
you sewage.
You're so uptight.
Sewage seems bad.
With it, man.
And there's a lot of water issues. People don't have enough drinking water.
Listen, this is a problem that we're facing. Now,
yes.
For real.
Yes.
The drought situation, I can't ever remember it being this bad. And it's not just bad in Los Angeles. It's bad up north in Santa Barbara. It's bad in Texas. It's bad all across
Oklahoma.
The Southwest, Oklahoma. It's scary.
I have a report from Texas that I think was January, February of this year. And I just want to play it because this is what we're going to be hearing very soon. So get prepared, people.
For most,
flushing a toilet.
This.
Right to the tap.
To this would be pretty hard to swallow.
This reuse project will put 5 million gallons a day back into the distribution stream, so it saves us taking 5 million gallons out of the lake.
Lake Arrowhead is the city's main water source, but when it started looking more like a dust bowl 2 years ago, city leaders reached out to the state about the possibility of recycling sewer water straight to the tap.
We evaluated the wastewater first to see what we were going to have to be dealing with.
You know what they're going to have to be dealing with, right?
You had to do a study on the sewage to see what you're going to be dealing with?
All right, here's poop water.
Really?
How poopy is it? A little poop, a lot of poop, what do we got?
Turns out the treated wastewater wasn't all that bad.
See?
It wouldn't take much to turn it into drinking water.
Would you drink the water?
Absolutely.
Would you let your kids drink the water?
Absolutely. We're all living downstream from somebody. And so we, in essence, are all already doing reuse.
I think you can get used to it.
The key thing here is that a lot of cities treat the sewage water and then put it back in the river or their reservoir. This is going right from the sewer water directly back into the water supply system.
Excellent.
Through a lot of cleaning of the water.
Right. I've never heard of level 5 drought restrictions.
Right.
That is... Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I was talking to the mayor up there, too, and he's told me that they could go to level 6.
And you don't want a level 6.
That's because you have to drink literally right out of the toilet. Nobody wants
that. Or out of your neighbor. That's a level 6. Just got to go straight to the tap.
From the spigot?
That's right. Yeah. That's
You
know you're in bad ways.
Listen.
That story's from Texas, but this is happening.
Yes.
Orange County is talking about doing this. They've got a facility where they're going to take the sewer water and treat it, and then just bottle it and just sell it right at 7-Eleven for you.
Now, that's scary enough, but I heard this on my way into work, I believe yesterday, on KNX, a news station. And they were doing a story on the fact that there's a water shortage, and we are now in California. Now, this is current. We are now having to use sewage as well. And this is the report, and this is what they said.
Your water could look cloudy or not taste exactly the same, but Green says it is perfectly safe. It's just that they're using more groundwater than usual.
Yeah, it's just some groundwater.
How about making it clear? I mean, listen, here's the thing. We've become just a bunch of pansies in this country. Used to be you'd go down to the stream and just get a handful of muddy water and sip it and give some to your horse and then get back on there and fight the Indians.
Right, but that's because that's your only option.
Well, we have limited options now. Let's toughen up, people.
Here's a line from an article that I love. Reused water is completely healthy, but psychological barriers exist.
See, that's what it is.
But if you've got just the smell, the taste, and the look of it, that's
no,
the problem.
No, stop it, Lisa. They're saying this water is equal to or better than whatever your usual tap water
right.
would be. Now, it's
and
not going to be...
That's a lie.
No, it isn't.
That is a complete lie.
The problem is we've become...
It's much safer
we've
and
become
better.
A society of, ooh, can I have a bottle of Aquafina, please? Or do you have any Fiji in the back room?
Oh, I don't like Fiji. I only want Aquafina. It tastes different.
F you people and your bottled water. Just drink it.
I drink it out of the faucet. I'm fine with that at home. No problem.
Great.
But if it becomes milky or a little darker...
Look. A little chunky?
No!
A little chunky is nothing wrong with a little chunky water.
A little chunky is bad.
You ever have chunky peanut butter? It's great. How about some chunky water?
No! chunky water.
What's happening? Chunky water just added to the lineup at Weenie Roast.
Speaking of which, by the way, we do have an announcement to make concerning the Weenie Roast.
There'll be no water? No water at the Weenie Roast?
Oh, poo water.
We got poo water?
Tickets go on sale today at noon. You have to be a K-Rock Street Team member. Today at noon, you can buy tickets. We've actually added a band to the Weenie Roast this year.
Ooh,
really?
How about that? Exciting, right?
Yeah.
So we got Foster the People, Fall Out Boy, The Neighborhood, Bastille, Fits in the Tantrums, Capital Cities, Fanagram, the 1975 American Authors. Oh, my drums ran out. Congos.
Congos, that's what you needed. Your drums ran out.
And Cherub. And now we are announcing that we are adding to the lineup Beck.
Oh, awesome.
Beck!
He's great.
Beck will be playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014 with all those other bands. If you want to buy tickets, go to krock.com, become a street team member. You'll get a password that you need, and you can buy those tickets today at noon. We welcome to the studios John Slattery.
John Slattery. The good Sterling.
The good Sterling
on television.
Right. Go figure that I'm the good Sterling.
Right. What does it say about Donald when Roger is the shining example of a Sterling?
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
We were just talking to you off the air about coming in the 7 o'clock hour. We have a hard time booking guests sometimes in the 7 o'clock hour because it's way too early for them.
Yeah.
Well, but we're happy you're here, and you said you're up at this time every day.
I am.
Surfing.
Well, yeah.
Surfing.
Best time of the day to go.
Than I thought.
What?
No wind, no people.
Yeah.
Not that I'm antisocial, but, you know.
Well, when you're surfing,
surfing's a pretty antisocial thing.
It is.
It's cold, though, right? The water's cold.
It's getting warmer this time of year. Yeah, but, you know, you get the right gear, and, you know, it's like skiing. If you get the right stuff, and they make that stuff now, you're fine.
I'm too lazy for any of that.
Really?
Yeah. Let's talk about this movie that you've got coming out today, limited release in theaters. It's worth finding, though, because I got a chance to see it this week. It's called God's Pocket.
Right.
This is your first directorial feature film debut, right?
Right. Yeah.
And you've directed episodes of Mad Men before.
I have.
Cut your teeth,
for the past few years, yeah.
Tell us about the film, how you got involved, how it all started, and what brought you to the project.
It is based on a novel of the same name by Pete Dexter, who is a great novelist, wrote a bunch of books, a famous book, Paris Trout.
True.
And that's his first novel. And, you know, read the book and saw it as a film. You know, it was very cinematic the way it was written. Very detailed. The characters were all specific and funny and dark and, I don't know, it's my sense of humor, you know. I mean, not everybody has the same humor, but I thought it's really dark and funny. And so it took me a while to get the rights, and I wrote the script, and then with a friend of mine wrote the script, and then sent it to Philip Seymour Hoffman, and he accepted. And, you know, once you have a strong script like that and Phil Hoffman, you know, other people are pretty game to...
All you have to say is
in.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is in it, and then everyone else is like, okay.
Yeah,
is it difficult to go from directing a TV series to say, hey, everyone, I'd like to do movies? Or did you just find a movie and said, I'm directing, this is how?
Well, I mean, it wasn't that. You know, I'd started writing the script, and then I'd started directing the TV show a couple of years later. And once I had done a few of those, the script was getting in better and better shape. So it kind of turned into the next logical step. A friend of mine has a production company. They like the script. I mean, you know, it's really Pete Dexter's script. I mean, I just kind of downloaded what I needed from the book and into script form. And then again, once you, like you say, once you get Philip Hoffman involved, the money is easier to raise, and the other actors are into it. You know, people want to work with
him. And he accepted it immediately.
He did, but not for the part that I offered him. I offered him the part that Richard Jenkins plays in the movie of the reporter, and he said through his agent, I like this. I want to play Mickey.
Really?
The main guy, yeah, which it took me about a minute to figure out what a good idea that was.
Mickey in the film is sort of a downtrodden working class guy who is married to this stunning woman played by Christina Hendricks. Of course, you know her as Joan from Mad Men as well.
Right.
And he's just down on his luck. I mean, everybody there in this working class neighborhood in Philadelphia is sort of just managing to get by.
Right.
And his stepson, Christina Hendricks' character, passes away in the film, and that kind of sets the ball rolling. But I thought it was interesting. Now, I've been looking forward to this film for a long time because I was mentioning it in the office. I'm a Philly boy, born and raised. I knew these people. I knew this neighborhood. I knew Pete Dexter, the guy who wrote the original
book. You'd
heard
of God's Pocket?
Well, in Philly, the actual neighborhood is called the Devil's Pocket.
Oh, okay.
Devil's
right.
Pocket. And Pete Dexter sort of put a spin on it when he wrote this book. But I remember reading his column when I was growing up. And
isn't all of Philadelphia really the Devil's Pocket?
Well, there's certain neighborhoods have okay. that vibe
called
to it.
The Devil's Pocket because the people were so rotten they could take money out of the Devil's Pocket.
That's right.
You could pick
right.
the Devil's Pocket and right. you get away with it.
I like it.
And I knew these people, but the thing about Philip Seymour Hoffman's character is that he's not from that neighborhood originally, right. and that's why he's on the outside looking in.
Right, kind of fighting his way into a place. They keep reminding him he's not from there, and then towards the end of the movie, he starts to really wonder, what am I working so hard for?
Mm.
Trying to save this marriage, trying to do right by his wife, and then that's what attracted him to it. But he told me is that this sort of simple humanity, this guy in this really tough, cynical place, trying to do the right thing for other people, for his wife, for his friends, you know, it's very well written. I mean, the book itself is very well written, and the performances in the film are amazing.
Is it a strange dynamic to have Philip Seymour Hoffman, who of course is a huge movie star, and then this is your first movie?
Yeah,
but you're the boss. I mean,
yeah.
Is that a difficult situation between the two of you? The interaction?
No, I mean, you know, we'd known each other.
Oh, you had?
Yeah, we were sort of friendly acquaintances. We lived in the same neighborhood and worked together. We did a movie, Charlie Wilson's War, a few years
oh,
ago.
Right.
So we knew each other. And, you know, I mean, you send the script out to people you think will understand it or are like-minded enough to get the humor in it, to get the situation. And he did. And I think actors need that direction. You know, they want something simple, something active, something to sort of spark their own imagination. And that part of it, I was accustomed to the technical and sort of scheduling part of it was new to me but working with guys like that, John Turturro and
love him and
Richard Jenkins and
yep.
Christina,
this whole cast is just insanely
good. Yeah, it's a great
good.
Cast of actors. Yeah,
but I was telling the guys, having watched the film, this is the first time I've watched a new Philip Seymour Hoffman performance since his passing, and
yeah.
it's devastating on a whole nother level emotionally because you realize you've lost a great artist. You
yeah,
realize you watched it.
Yeah, yeah, it's very strange. It still is shocking to me. I haven't watched it fully through for a couple of weeks because you know we've finished it fully, but you know it's hard to watch and not be shocked still by the realization of that. Yeah,
and Christina Hendricks is just is brilliant in this film. And I noticed that as I watched this performance and I compared it to her character of Joan in Mad Men, that they both share a quality of, and Christina captures this brilliantly. It's the quality of a woman who has been judged by her appearance for so long that a lot of people don't see anything else beyond that in terms of what her value is as a human being, it seems like.
Right. I mean, I think you imagine looking like she does in that neighborhood, which is a very close-knit kind of a fishbowl of a neighborhood with a lot of people who aren't afraid to do what they have to do to get what they want. You know, violence, you know.
Manipulation.
Yeah, manipulation. And it's she's extremely, I mean, she's just that kind of actress, too, that looks the way she, aside, she's so capable and technically aware and emotionally capable and so. You know, and the character uses that, you know, and she's aware of that, the way that, you know, that's her currency. Everybody has something that they use, and so she's not afraid to use what she has to get what she wants.
But she's obviously had a child at a young age. She's got, you know, Leon is older. And then she's in the second marriage with Philip Seymour Hoffman's character. And even Richard Jenkins' character of the reporter, the columnist, he, the minute he sees her, he is smitten with her. And he's
stunned,
got his own designs on her. And here she is sort of always at the receiving end of this attention from men, and how it's sort of, I think, calloused her a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a difficult place to just, you know, walk around, go to the store. Everybody's after you, or everybody has is looking at you thinking the same thing. It must be exhausting.
And Joan on Mad Men has that similar quality. She has always been judged by her appearance, and her potential as a person has sort of been lost in the fact that she's so attractive. You know?
Right.
That's
I how she I takes feel. Advantage of that.
Yeah, Kevin has
feel you walk around like that with people.
People just look at me like a piece of meat, and I have qualities.
we need
to take a break. John Slattery is here. The name of the movie is God's Pocket.
Can we talk a little Mad Men when we get back?
Sure.
Mind?
Yeah. The movie's in theaters today and then on video on demand Wednesday.
Yes.
Find
it out. Find it in theaters or download it and watch it on Wednesday, because I'm telling you, this is a great film filled of great performances and a great job by John directing it, too.
John Slattery is in the studio with us.
His new movie, God's Pocket, comes out today in limited release, also available on video on demand this coming Wednesday, the 14th. As an actor, John, when you find a product like God's Pocket, and it's a great script, and you're interested in it, is there any part of you that is tempted to take a role yourself, put yourself in there while you're also directing?
I suppose you could. There is a part that I was...
I could crush that. I could knock that one out of the park.
Yeah, and then you find Richard Jenkins is available, and you think, that's a much better
it's
idea.
It's pretty good. Pretty good second choice.
So I decided to do that. You know, it's just a lot to think about. You know, I've done it on Mad Men a few times, and I enjoy doing that, but it takes more time. You have to go out and look at it. You know, that requires another monitor, another technician to run that monitor, so because you don't really have video playback on television or on small films.
Right, but you have to watch your own performance.
Performance, so you don't, you know, because you can lose sight of that, and then you're in trouble when you're editing because you haven't paid sufficient attention to yourself or maybe the other stuff because you've been worried about your own performance. So it's just an extra thing to think about that on my first outing I didn't want to have to deal with.
Speaking of Mad Men, now in its final season, heartbreakingly so.
Yeah.
You're making Ralph cry, by the way.
Oh, man.
I want you to know that.
Ralph is crying.
I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite shows of all time. And I'm not alone. It's one of the most critically acclaimed and most popular shows ever made. What's it like to be in the center of a phenomenon like that? Because you've been an actor for a long time, and I think this probably has to be your most successful project.
Yeah, right? Sure. Probably will be.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, not to be pessimistic or anything, but
it's hard to top.
It's hard to top. You know, you kind of go, all right, well, if this is the lead item, then that's okay. I mean, I'm proud of it. It's changed everyone's life that's been involved with it. It's given us all opportunities. I mean, I certainly wouldn't have made this film if, at least not yet, if it weren't for them, you know, allowing me to direct on it. It's been the best part I've ever had. It's allowed all of us to do a lot of other things. And I mean, I was just saying that one of the guys was saying on day one when the pilot was picked up, when he found out the news, he was ring shopping to get married, you know, and he has two children now.
Wow.
Kieran and Shipka, who plays Sally Draper, I think was 6 years old when we started. By the time these last episodes air, she'll be 16.
Mm.
So
that's
a formative, you know, chunk of anyone's life.
What was the audience like early? Did it hit the ground running for Mad Men, or was there a point where it just started picking up steam and never looked back?
I think there's a poster in Matt Weiner's office with all the responses, critical responses. I think it's just
from day one.
Yeah, from the beginning. It didn't look like anything else. It didn't sound like anything else. I think it kind of took off. I mean, that said, it was on AMC, and which hadn't done very much original programming, and so the audience built.
Right.
It was also kind of in the wave of the first wave of DVR and people, you know, kind of logging shows to start over, which helped because, you know, prior to that, if you missed the beginning of a TV show, you were less likely to go, you know, to start somewhere in the middle. You could go back and start, you know, this thing from the beginning. So
right.
Especially a show like Mad Men, which the characters go through such changes and the story changes so much from season to season. If you're not on board, it's kind of hard to jump mid-train and find out what's happening.
Right. That original sort of secret, the Don Draper's secret, you want to, you know, start that from the beginning.
What's it like facing the end of it, though? You said it's what a big part of your life it's been. It's all come. You guys haven't wrapped yet. You're still shooting, right?
No, we're still shooting for another couple months.
But then it's going to come to an end. It must be odd to face that and say, what's my life going to be like after this phenomenon?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think think it'll be emotional for everybody. It's been, like I said, it's so long, such a long time, and we all get along so well, and we're all friends, and you know, it's and things like this just don't come along. So I don't know what it'll be like. I was just talking with Kevin Nealon yesterday, who did Weeds, and it wasn't until he was supposed to go back to work, you know, in the spring or whatever, that he said that's when it felt weird, because he knew he was supposed to be somewhere doing something, and that job had left the building.
But it'll be nice not to have to deal with John Hamm anymore, right? He's a pain in the ass.
That will be a relief.
Yeah. But one of those guys who just looks like that, and he seems so nice, and he's got talent and everything, just disgusts me to no end.
It's a shame.
He's funny.
It's all an illusion.
He's great.
Well, of course, Mad Men is on Sunday nights on AMC, and it's just, what a great series, and we're all looking forward to seeing how it's going to end. But your character seems to get some of the best dialogue in the show each and every week. You get the funniest lines, and you get to zing people, and you're going through this thing now.
The most interesting life.
You've been dropping acid, and now you're sleeping with a bunch of hippies, and you're at a commune last week and stuff. What an odd character on television, a mainstream character to have.
You know, Matt Weiner said, you know, this guy grew up in such a permissive atmosphere, you know, moneyed, and no one ever said no to him. So it makes sense that he'd be the one to try this stuff. Sure, I'll give it a try. You know, LSD, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
do it at all.
Yeah. So it's been a great run.
Do you ever get the script and go back to him and go, really? Like,
there was a time where he's told me that he was just sort of running stuff by everybody, and he'd just written something. He was exciting. He said, there's going to be a Kentucky Derby episode, and you're going to sing My Old Kentucky Home in blackface. And I'm like, oh, great. Okay, sure, whatever. And then it wasn't until I got in the car until I was, what the hell did he just say? And then there you are on the set and singing, you know, and the look on people's face to 200 extras. I come out of the van, get in there, crank up the music, and if you could have seen, I said, they should have shot the crowd first.
Did you have any African-American members of the crew giving you glasses?
Cops who are, like, you know, who are blocking off the streets. There were African-American police officers.
And they had guns.
These big guys with boots and guns and motorcycles. And I get out of this van with a little straw hat and blackface. And
Larry Parks,
like,
all of a sudden.
What the hell? Yeah, it was wild. Yeah.
Well, it's a tremendous show. And the new movie, God's Pocket, is just terrific as well. I really recommend people go out of their way and find it. I look forward to you directing more films, because you seem to know what you're doing, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And how many episodes of Mad Men do we have left?
Well, we're shooting the last seven. I think we're there's about three or four in this chunk, and then we have seven more. We have seven more in store for next year.
So evil.
We have to wait a whole other year.
I know, but it'll be worth it. They're great. I
mean, but you're going to be doing interviews for it. You're not going to remember what happened.
I don't remember what happened.
You're
the ones that are on now.
John Slattery, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52. Don't forget, today is the day tickets go on sale for the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014. Noon is what time they go on sale. Go to krock.com. You have to be a street team member. You have to have a password. You will get that, and then you can buy the tickets today at noon. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat.
And speaking of tickets, I do want to remind folks, if you're looking for something to do tonight at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I will be taking the stage with Hollywood Babylon. We have a good time, and I think you will too if you come out and join us at 10 p.m. tonight. Go to improv.com or babylonralph.com, and you can get your tickets and come out and see us. It's fun.
Oh, no!
Oh, come on.
God, oh, no!
Yeah.
No, no, no!
Come on now.
Ew!
Come on.
Ew!
Ew, me. It's Mother's Day this weekend.
What?
Yeah, do something nice for your mom.
Like, get her into rehab, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's mom is just wants another six-pack.
That's a problem.
We talked to her earlier this morning, and she was already drinking.
Mm-hmm. Top 10 best moms ever, according to Time Magazine. Here's your list. Dumbo's mom.
God almighty.
What?
This is all people can think of?
10th on the list, Dumbo's mom. She is a pretty great mom.
What's the category?
Best moms. 10 best moms ever. Dumbo's mom. Remember Dumbo?
Barely.
She gave all for that little elephant.
Okay.
Heartbreaking, that movie. I won't let my kid watch a lot of those Disney movies.
They're terrible.
They're just devastating.
Yes.
A lot of parental death in those films.
I
don't want her getting any ideas.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like Dumbo. Steak knife through my chest while I'm sleeping. The mom of the Joy Luck Club.
I'm out. This is a dumb list.
Mother Earth. Eighth on the list.
Come on.
We do owe everything to Mother Earth, Kevin. Drink your poo water. Rusty Dennis in Mask, the character Cher played in that movie. She loved her son, even though he looked like a potato.
Yeah, he did.
She was great.
She was great. The mother of Moses, who floated him downstream in that basket so he wouldn't be killed.
Okay.
Look, the Pharaoh was killing Jewish males, so she saves her son by floating him down the river.
All right.
That's a pretty good thing to do.
All right.
Florida from Good Times.
Come on.
Look, blame Time Magazine.
Well, Time Magazine is a terrible list.
Whistler's mother, the famous painting?
No.
She was a good mother.
Come on.
He painted her. He must have liked her. Yeah, because she sat in that chair for so long.
For a really long time.
Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter. That's a book, Kevin.
Stop reading these. This is a dumb list.
Marge Simpson. How about that?
All
Marge
right.
Simpson.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Number two on the list.
Lois Griffin, number one?
Number one, the Queen Mother from Aliens.
Jeez.
The alien is protecting her babies by killing all those people on the spaceship. They said it's the best mother of all time.
We have lost Time Magazine. Yeah. They've gone bye-bye.
They've gone bye-bye. Leonardo DiCaprio's got a new gig. Sorry, not a new gig. New digs.
Ah.
He has just got himself a new two-bedroom apartment in Greenwich Village. I'm glad. I'm glad he's got an apartment finally he can be comfortable in. Only cost him $10 million.
For an apartment?
Yeah. Well, it's got two bedrooms.
What?
I know.
That's crazy.
It's kind of high-tech, though. Vanity Fair magazine reports his showers...
Have sex with him?
No.
Well, for that money.
But here's the thing. We're drinking poo water, right?
Right.
This is what Leo's doing in his shower.
Okay.
His water is infused with vitamin C. Vitamin C has been injected into the water he showers in.
What?
And the air and water are purified. Just in the shower. Gives you an idea of what kind of high-tech place he's living in.
Wow. Well, why are we drinking poo water?
The building features a wellness concierge that will curate and coordinate the tenants' daily wellness activities. Your food, your drink, your exercise program. They've got a 24-hour concierge in the building just to take care of your wellness. That's what Lisa needs.
Does
she's,
he live with Gwyneth Paltrow?
She's got the Kobayashi Maru, you know, and that'll kill you. So I guess that comes towards the price of $10 million. That's what comes along with the $10 million. Not too shabby. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are talking about doing a movie again together.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Of course, very successful with that Good Will Hunting. They're talking about doing a baseball film. Now, Kevin, I know you're tuned out already, but let me tell you about it. It's the 1970s true life story of a couple of pitchers for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich. You know what these guys...
Kekich did good work.
Do you know what these guys did in the 70s?
Not a little story? Bit. Not even a little.
The title of the film is called The Trade, and it's the true story of these two pitchers who swapped wives with each other.
What? Why?
The true story.
Yep.
They swapped wives.
Yes.
On a permanent...
Yes.
Like they each fell in love with each other's wives?
Yes, and they had a very civil relationship. They said, okay, you take this one and I'll take yours.
And the ladies are like, yeah.
And ladies are like, game on.
They were both happy.
What? Seventh inning stretch. Took on a whole new meaning. It was the 70s, man. Anything went.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's a fascinating story. And they're talking about doing the film and I guess playing the ball players.
Huh.
Looks like they've got a director now for the film, which... Yeah, means it could be happening very soon. Maybe after Ben Affleck is done playing Batman and cheating at cards. And Marcy finally got back on the road. And the poor guy gets attacked on stage.
Oh, no, what happened now?
Yeah, he was in San Jose, California Wednesday night, performing when two fans stormed the stage and tackled him.
Why? If they're fans, why did they tackle him?
It happened during the second encore when Morrissey asked fans to jump up on stage and help introduce his band. He's been doing that for years, but this time things got out of hand very quickly. As you can imagine, Morrissey, being the guy he is, he just laughed and brushed it off and went on with the show. Oh, no, wait a minute.
That's not the kind of guy he is.
That was the end of the show. The minute someone touched him, he started to cry, and he grabbed a cat and a cup of tea and wept. I don't know what he did, but he ended the
really
show.
He really did end the show?
Right at that moment, yeah. Wow. It was all over.
Don't tackle Morrissey. Don't, I think that's... You take one message from
today's show. We suggest be kind to him.
Right.
He's a fragile little flower.
Correct.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Billy Joel, 65 years old today.
Interesting story. He had a big interview with Stern. They did a live interview with a bunch of fans, and it's sort of a tribute to him. People were playing his music and stuff. And he talked about how he had admitted to trying heroin once.
Really?
But he only did it once because it scared him how much he loved it. And Billy likes to knock him back, you know, so I think he recognizes he might have a addictive personality, so he steered away from
it. Smart.
65 years old today. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode is 52. Ghostface Killa of Wu-Tang Clan is 44 years old. Rosario Dawson, lovely and talented. You right there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
35 years old. Andrew W.K. is also 35. And Audrina Patridge celebrates her 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. NHL playoffs, nothing better. Kings, Ducks. Game 4 is tomorrow night. If you'd like to go, 1-800-520-1067. You'll have to earn them, but call now and we'll give them away. We made the announcement earlier this morning that we've added Beck. Beck has now been added to the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014. And tickets go on sale today at noon. You got Foster the People, Fall Out Boy, The Neighborhood, Bastille, a whole bunch more. Go to krock.com, become a street team member. That is how you can buy tickets today at noon if you'd like to go to the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014. Now we're giving away tickets for NHL playoffs.
Yeah.
Anything better, Ralph, in the world?
I don't think any sporting event is more exciting than the playoff hockey.
It is crazy fun. Last night wasn't as fun because the Kings didn't win, but the Ducks beat us 3-2.
Look, you knew you probably weren't going to sweep the Ducks.
Yeah, that's a pipe dream.
They're a tremendous team.
They are, and they've been tremendous all season.
Yeah.
I'm fine being up 2-1 at this point, but hopefully tomorrow night it'll turn around again. But if you'd like to go, we have a game for you. And what are we calling this, Ralph?
The Famous Royals. And this is Famous Royals. And that's the name of our game. Yeah, dog, so guess the royal rights. Right. If not, we'll call you lame. Ooh, ooh. Omar. See, the Kings are playing in the playoffs.
Right.
And so we're calling this Famous Royals.
Right.
Because Kings are royalty.
Uh-huh.
But the Kings, the Los Angeles Kings, they're not really Kings.
Yeah, they are, actually.
No, they're not.
No,
they're hockey players.
Right, okay.
But they're named Kings.
Right.
So we thought it'd be funny to take a look at some other pop culture icons, pop culture subjects.
Right.
That are also named after royalty.
So they're Famous Royals. Famous
Royals. Have we explained this enough?
All right,
Lord has literally lost a step.
Let's start with Steve. Lisa, can you do a drawing?
I am.
All right. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good. Thank you.
These are all Famous Royals. All right, Steve, here's your question. This Star Wars character was a leader of the Rebel Alliance and first appears in the films in a hologram.
Oh, man. I have no clue.
What?
Star Wars. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're our only hope.
Still
no clue. He doesn't know.
Still no clue, huh?
Yeah, no.
Sorry, Steve. It's Princess Leia. Princess Leia.
Yes, indeed.
You be quiet now.
Let's go to Taylor.
Is that one of the most famous first scenes ever when she shows up?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Help me, young boy. Yeah. But you're my only hope.
Taylor from Woodland Hills. Hi.
Go, Kings, go.
That's what I like to hear.
Hello.
All right, Taylor, here's your Famous Royal question. This artist's 1984 album, Purple Rain, sold more than 13 million copies in the U.S.
Who is Prince?
It's not Jeopardy. You don't need to put in the form of a question, but you're right. Hold on. We're going to put you in the drawing for Kings and Ducks tickets.
Thank you, Taylor. Hold on. We have Amanda is next from Anaheim. Hi there.
Amanda?
Hi there.
Here's your Famous Royalty question. This Kevin James sitcom was about a delivery man named Doug, aired for 9 seasons on CBS.
King of Queens.
King of Queens. Well done.
Nicely done.
Hold on. You're in the drawing.
All right. Let's go to Dennis from L.A. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Dennis, this horror author has had many of his works adapted to film and television, including Under the Dome, The Shining, Carrie, and The Green Mile. Famous author. All those works were adapted to film or television. The Shining, Carrie, The Green Mile, Under the Dome.
Stephen King!
Oh. There's no way.
Someone fed him.
Somebody gave the answer. You looked it up.
No, that was the luckiest guess.
Really? That was just a stab in the dark?
I thought this man doesn't read.
But he might watch TV or movies.
I was worried.
All right,
Dennis, we're mocking you, but you're in the drawing.
Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Tom.
These are Famous Royals. What we did there. Here's your question.
This video game character is the one that Mario spends game after game rescuing this damsel in distress from the evil Bowser.
The princess?
Yeah.
Princess. I don't know what the princess name is. Princess.
Princess Leah is his guess.
I'm sorry, Princess Peach is what we're looking for. Princess Peach is the name of the character. Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry. All right, let's go to Jake. Hi there.
How's it going, guys?
Very good, thank you.
Hey, Jake, here's your question. This is an audio clue, so we're going to play a little piece of music after the question for you to answer. This right. K-Rock band has had Dave Grohl as a part-time member. No one
knows. If you don't get this one, you die.
Queen of the Stone Age.
There you go. All Queens. Right. Because they're not really Queens, they're a band.
Right.
And they're famous royals.
Let's go to Sean from Temecula. Hi, Sean.
Good morning.
Hey, Sean. This TV series followed brothers Luke and Beau in their adventures evading Boss Hogg in their car, the General Lee.
I have no clue.
Come on!
Really?
Luke and Beau and the General Lee.
I don't think yelling come on at him
come
is
going to
help. Yeah, incorrect. The answer?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Aww.
The Dukes. Them Dukes.
One more. Let's go to Chris.
No, we're out of questions.
We're out of questions.
Right.
Sorry,
all
Chris.
Right, I'm doing a drawing. All right. Let's see. The winner is Taylor.
Taylor.
Congratulations, Taylor.
No way.
You're going to King's Ducks.
Go Kings, go.
I'm glad that you won because you're the one that said go Kings, go. See you tomorrow night. Thank you for playing the game. And this is famous. Royal. Did you guys watch 24?
I did not see the first episode of 24.
Love.
Live Another Day.
That show so much. Yvonne Strahovski's on it now.
I know. She's the best.
She has her questions about Jack Bauer and why he turned up again. And this isn't really giving away a plot point. But at one point in the show, she's trying to get to Jack and ask him some questions. And the bosses at CTU, if you've ever watched 24, don't listen to anybody that questions anything.
That's so true.
Yes.
They should, though, because they should have learned by now.
Because it turns out maybe she's right. So anyway.
Then that happens, and that's not good.
So she says, I need to get to Jack Bauer, and then he says,
if Bauer's going to special activities, then it's a damn good bet. That's exactly where he wants to be.
You know what? Forget finishing out the week. You're leaving now. Escort her out of here.
Yes, sir.
I'll send your personal effects later.
That's not how you treat Yvonne Strahovski, first of all.
No.
Ever.
I escort her into here.
Not out of here.
That happens on every movie and every TV show.
Yeah.
It's like it's such a cliche.
Yeah.
It's like, let's escort him off the premises.
Right.
Security, escort him into the elevators.
That's never happened to you.
I've never been escorted out of a building.
I have.
What?
That might surprise you.
Nope.
No, not at all. Who did you drunkenly punch and or throw up
no,
on?
No, nothing to do with that. And we're going to take your calls if you've been escorted out of anywhere.
Escorted off the premises.
Yes. I mean, last night at the Kings game, for example, there were a lot of people escorted out
for
fighting.
Yeah.
But, no, I was at a radio station. I hated that radio station. That radio station sucked. I was super young, and I was playing oldies, and I hate oldies.
Yeah.
Must have been hell for you.
I was so happy to be fired. Like the boss said, hey, I need to meet with you at 7 p.m. You know, the office is empty. Like, yeah. I'm finally getting fired. This is awesome.
Or he's going to bow, chicka, bow, bow. I need to meet with you at 7 p.m. when the place is empty.
So he.
Hey, why don't you bend over and pick up that paperclip, Kevin?
So he and the security guard meet me in his office. Yes. Because at a radio station, they're afraid you're going to run in and go on the air and say the F word.
Silent green is people.
Yeah, whatever. Like, they don't want you to make a stand or say anything. Which, by the way, is going to happen to this show one day.
Yeah. One day, we just won't be on the air anymore.
And they will erase all trace of us.
Correct.
Online
and there's not
going to
be a big goodbye or anything. You're not allowed to say goodbye in radio because they're afraid
don't want you to.
You'll say bad things.
Yeah.
Right.
So he said,
it's just going to be Nicole and Kat in the morning.
Right.
That's all you're going to get.
So he said, you're going to have to get your stuff and go, and this nice gentleman will escort you.
This nice
gentleman. Out of the studio.
I was like, really? I'm getting escorted by a security guard to get out? I'm happy to leave. I don't want to be here.
I bet you he was a top-notch security guard, too.
It was Paul Blart.
He wasn't 70 with one leg.
He wasn't much of a threat. I probably could have gotten by him. No question about that.
Useless.
But we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. I'm sure this happens at sporting events all the time, and I'm sure it's almost always including alcohol.
Concerts, too. A lot of people escorted. We'd rather hear
especially those. Work, though.
Yeah, if it's been a situation where you were escorted out of your job, we'd love to hear about that. Or perhaps you were at a funeral. I mean, places where you wouldn't expect it. That might make for a more interesting conversation.
If you got escorted out of a funeral, we want to talk to you first.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. Let's start with Adrian. Hi there. Hello, Adrian.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, hey.
You were escorted out of where?
Out of Dodger Stadium twice.
Twice.
Congratulations.
What? Nice work.
Why can't you just watch a baseball game in peace?
I tried to, but the first time I was actually throwing up a beach ball, and the attendants, the ushers there,
right,
caught me doing it. I finished filling it up, and then I hit it at his face.
Oh.
Well, then you deserved it because you were an a-hole.
Okay, but you really tried, huh, Adrian?
You're going to take him out with that beach ball? Were you drunk?
Well, I was definitely under the influence.
Sure.
Slightly.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
What about the second time?
What happened? That was once.
The second time I was eating sunflower seeds, and I guess some of them happened to land in the gentleman in front of his head.
They happened to, did they? Like a brisk wind just came up and just took them right out of your mouth and onto his head?
It's kind of fascinating how it happened. But
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be banned. You shouldn't be escorted out. You should be banned.
They made the right decision those two times with them with Ralph. They should make it permanent. All right, 1-800-520-1067. That's the phone number. We'll take your call.
Escorted off the premises. That's what happened to you. Great email here comes from listener Matt Horowitz, writes in, I escorted someone off the premises. I escorted Big Tad out of a club he was promoting at.
So Big Tad,
for those of you who don't remember, used to be an employee here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He was promoting at a club. He was there on purpose working and had to be escorted out of the club by listener Matt.
Wow.
You made the right choice, Matt.
From Facebook, Andrew, my whole family, including my 10-year-old nephew, were escorted out of a 49ers game. Two of them were handcuffed, two arrested, and one tased.
Wow.
What?
I hope it was the 10-year-old who got tased. That would have been awesome.
Oh, tase me, bro. All right, let's go to Brian calling from Long Beach. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Hi.
You were escorted out of?
A hotel job.
Oh, at
work. Working at a hotel.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. What did you do at the hotel?
Well, I got caught using a bunch of cocaine in a stockroom.
Wow, they're so uptight.
Yeah.
You did it in a stockroom.
He was just trying to work harder.
That's right. That's right. And it was my 20th birthday, and I was escorted out of the hotel by two of the biggest security guards I'd ever seen.
Oh, yeah, that's with prejudice. Did they pick you up and throw you out the front door like they do on TV shows, movies?
No, but they had their hands on me the entire time until they put me in a taxi cab.
Dude, it could have been worse. They could have called the cops,
yeah,
right?
No kidding.
I know. I had a lot more on me.
Was it that you wouldn't share? Is that why they threw you out, because you wouldn't share with the rest of the staff?
Dude, there's more of us here. Did you bring enough for everyone? No. Okay. Thank you for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. Let's go to Fullerton and say hi to Marissa. Hi there.
Hi. Good morning.
You were escorted out of where?
I was actually escorted out of the Disneyland Hotel. I worked there for about 4.5 years, and I cussed out my manager on stage, and I was escorted off the premises.
On stage?
Wow, you just snapped.
What show were you doing that you were on stage?
You know what? I apologize. I'm so overly programmed being to Disney. Everywhere you work is considered on stage.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, every time you're in front of the audience or the patrons, you're considered you're on stage.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Sorry. They kind of brainwash you.
And cursing your manager in front of guests is not acceptable?
Not really. They kind of frown on that. Yeah, it was couple families in a coffee house, and I proceeded to drop a few F-bombs and tell him he was stupid and didn't deserve his job. And
children started to cry, and they're taking off their ear hats.
I cried because I stormed out of the building, and then they
you don't want kids taking off their ear hats. You don't want that. Thank you, Marissa, for the call.
What do you call them?
The ear hats.
Mickey Mouse hats with ears on it, right?
They are, yeah. Ear hats. Let's go to JD calling from Long Beach. Hi, JD.
Hey, what's up?
You were escorted out of
a My Chemical Romance concert at the Palladium.
What happened?
What did you do
to get kicked out of a concert?
Well, I used to go see My Chem in high school,
right?
And like at Soma and Chain Reaction.
mm-hmm. and drivers always flip off the crowd.
Right.
And so I thought I'd do it back, like, as a form of nostalgia.
Uh-huh.
He didn't appreciate it anymore, and he pointed me out to security, and they walked me out.
Gerard Way threw you out of a MyChem concert?
Yeah. I was, like, two people away from the barricade, so they couldn't bring me from the barricade. They had security come from the back, and they had to break through, like, I don't know, tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, they just push people out of the way until they get to you. Did they cuff you?
No, they grabbed me in a headlock. There was two guys. One guy was in a headlock, and one guy had my legs.
Because the hell?
Yeah, there's a lot of people there, so they thought I was trying to resist, but I was really just trying to stay on my feet.
Well, you were a dangerous bird flipper. Of course, they had to treat you with disdain. It's kind of cool, though, to be thrown out of a concert by the lead singer. That's kind of cool.
I guess.
It'd be worse if it was some rent-a-cop who's making $8 an hour or something. But Gerard throws you out. That's kind of cool. Like, woo!
Thank you, Judy.
Let's go back to the happiest place on Earth. They throw a lot of people out of there, apparently.
Annie from San Gabriel. Hi.
Hi.
You got thrown out of Disneyland as well?
I got thrown out of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. Were you a guest or an employee?
Oh, I was a guest. I was riding. And the boys in the front boat were really cute, and we were jumping boats back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Oh, no. Don't
do that. And the wall opened, and real live pirates came and grabbed us.
Sweet.
And took us behind the scenes, and everybody's dressed up like real pirates so they can blend in. And pass us off to some guys in dark suits, and they escorted us by the elbow all the way to the front.
Wow.
Wow.
They're secret pirate agents in the Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's awesome.
No one knows they're there, but if they're watching you and if they see you doing something wrong, the wall will open and real pirates
And pirates come out.
Undercover pirates.
That's
undercover
awesome.
Pirates. I want that job. I want to be a secret pirate agent. That's awesome.
And they deposited us right at the front gate, and we had to sit there for 3 hours and try to blend in with my parents when they came and got us.
Oh, my God.
And they never knew.
Oh, so your parents didn't know.
They never knew.
How
about
that?
They just thought we met them at the gate.
Did you hook up with the boys?
No, they were long gone. They didn't get those guys.
No, the pirates didn't get them. They wanted you.
Yeah. Grab the women.
They're just following the pirate code.
They're secret pirates.
I didn't know that.
I wonder if they're secret for like every ride, like secret ghosts at the Haunted Mansion and secret Mickeys.
I don't know that they're secret.
There's
Mickeys.
A whole secret police force. It's like the Gestapo of Disneyland.
Oh, easy, easy. I think everything Disneyland is
That's
great.
That's what I meant to say. They're well within their rights.
Go to Huntington Beach and say hi to Brett. Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
You got thrown out of what?
I got thrown out of a Christian heavy metal concert.
Well, shame on you for being there, sir.
A Christian heavy metal concert.
It was free and at a high school that my friends went to. So
right.
Why not? But it was heavy metal, so, you know, we wanted to crowd surf and do heavy metal moshing things. Apparently, the peace officer didn't want us to crowd surf or mosh or have fun. And so I'd never crowd surfed. My friends put me up. He walked over, grabbed me, and pulled me off of a bunch of people. So we couldn't do that. We decided to mosh. Apparently, you're not allowed to do that because about 2 minutes into our moshing, he walked over, broke us up, and escorted me and two or three of my friends out of this concert, off the field, and told us to go away.
Wow.
For moshing at a metal concert.
Yeah. Stick with Satan. Stick with Satan. He throws better parties.
Yeah. He doesn't mind if you have fun at a concert.
That's right. Satan encourages it.
He wants you to throw an elbow. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Whittier and say hi to Joel. A lot of our listeners getting thrown out of a lot of places. Hey, Joel.
Hi, guys. How are you guys today?
Good. You were thrown out of what?
I was thrown out of SeaWorld while I was working as a costume character.
Really? What character?
So I was Pete the Penguin at SeaWorld in high school, and I had a guest, an unruly guest, who was drunk and decided to slap my head. So I broke one of the cardinal rules, and I talked while in costume to the guest and said, hey, man, like, that really hurt. So my escort escorted me back to our little room. They're like, dude, you're not supposed to do that. My manager found out.
Wow.
I take it off my costume. She meets with me. She takes me to another place and says, hey, what happened? I said, look, I guess hurt my head, and these are really heavy helmets on your head, to a point where he almost broke my nose. And she's like, well, you know, I think you're in high school, so you should really focus on your school. So she kind of gave me the choice. Either you know, we fire you because you broke a rule, or you quit. I said, you know what? You're right. I think I'm a senior right now, and I got to focus on going to college. And she's like, well, let me walk you to your car.
Great.
Love it.
Oh, so friendly.
But
we were
luckily,
walking, and then I noticed two security guards behind me. I'm like, whoa. So I get in my car, I'm driving home, and it wasn't until I was home. I was like, I think I just got escorted out of a job.
Love it.
Luckily, as Pete the Penguin, you did get a bucket of fish as a severance pay.
Exactly, right?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. Today is the day. Of course, if you want to buy tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014, we made the announcement earlier this morning that Beck has joined the lineup. So it's going to be Beck and Foster the People and American Authors and Fantagram, Fits and the Tantrums, Bastille and The Neighborhood, a whole bunch more. Tickets go on sale today at noon. You need a password. You get that password by going to krock.com and signing up to be a street team member.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for a look at the showbiz beat.
Note to stage crew, need two turntables and microphone.
Send them a little note over there to the production crew.
It's good.
I like what's going on.
Got to be prepared.
Hey, come on out tonight at 10 p.m. to the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I will take the stage with Hollywood Babylon, our patented brand of comedy that involves Kevin getting baked and me getting drunk, and then we make fun of people with better careers and more money than us. So if you want to come out and join us, we'd love
no.
to have you.
No.
Improv.com. Mm-mm. Go to Improv.
No.
Tracy,
no.
just go to Improv.com.
No. No. No.
Click on Hollywood.
No. No.
And then buy your tickets for the show tonight.
I refuse. No.
Do it.
No.
Just, would you?
I don't think he's
coming to the show. Maybe you folks will. This would be an interesting topic, I think, to have a phone conversation about with our listeners. I'd like to talk to, not right now, but at some point we should talk to our gay listeners.
Okay.
And say, do you think fidelity is more difficult in a homosexual relationship than it is in a heterosexual relationship?
That's a good question.
Because apparently this is becoming an issue with Neil Patrick Harris and his longtime fiancé, David Burtka. They have been together for a long time. They've got a couple of kids. They seem like a very lovely couple. And David apparently wants to get married as quickly as possible because since Neil nabbed the starring role in Broadway's Hedwig and the Angry Inch, it is just drawing a big gay audience. And sources say that gay men are just constantly throwing themselves at Neil Patrick Harris.
But don't you think that's been true ever since he came out? And probably even before?
But here's the thing. Where would he have... I mean, maybe
at
restaurants or something, you get interest from a gay man or something. But if you're performing in a show that has a theme, a sexual theme...
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the entire audience is... a large part of the audience may be gay men who find you enormously attractive or completely turned on by seeing you perform. And then you walk out the stage door and there's a crowd of men there all dying for your attention.
Yeah.
And perhaps penis. I mean, that's got to be... A lot of temptation every day, six shows a week.
Yeah, don't you think so. Though, that happens to Hugh Jackman, too, when he's on stage with women?
Sure.
Why would it be easier for him to resist?
But that's the question. We don't know.
I wonder if women may not be as aggressive as gay men who are looking to hook up. You get a lot of adoration. I'm sure there's a certain percentage of women who are very obvious about their carnal desires. But I would just wonder if it's difficult, because here's the thing. Usually, in a male-female relationship, there is a gatekeeping process, usually with women, who will decide, like, yes or no regarding whether they're going to have sex with a man. Being a man, I don't know about the gay community, but being a man, I know if I was in a relationship with another man, there'd be no gatekeeping process, because guys just want to bone everybody all the time.
Yeah.
So it seems like it would be a lot more, you'd need a lot more self-control and a lot more discipline to be able to stay faithful in a relationship like that.
That's a good question.
There'd be more opportunities, I think, to make mistakes. I don't know. Again, I'm just posing it because I don't know the answer, and I thought maybe someone out there does. But obviously, not me.
Or me.
Or you. Or Kevin. Leonardo DiCaprio, speaking of relationships,
is better than us?
Yeah, obviously. But word has it that he is moving in with his model girlfriend, Toni Garn.
Really?
And then maybe getting serious, perhaps even heading towards marriage. What's happening? First Clooney?
First George?
Now Leonardo DiCaprio?
What is happening?
It's the end times. That's how you know. That's what they say. Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and... Clooney
remember.
And DiCaprio would get married. That's
I don't remember that,
that
part.
That,
of it.
It's in the Bible. Oh, look it up. Sarah Silverman, friend of the show, apparently a big believer in public displays of affection. Photos of her at the Met Gala in New York City, you know, that high-end fashion event they have every year, grabbing her boyfriend Michael Sheen's ass.
All right.
Yeah. It's good times. It's so funny because in my wedding video, Jimmy Kimmel came, and they were dating at the time with Sarah Silverman. In my wedding video, the videographer is shooting a couple having cocktails, and to the right, you can see behind them Jimmy and Sarah, and they both are grabbing each other's ass at my wedding. So I know
that's
for
a great
fact,
photo.
I know for a fact that Sarah, she likes some ass grab.
All right,
who doesn't? Huh?
You could probably sell that photo, Ralph.
I would never.
I know, but you could
just grab an ass. Yeah. They're not naked or anything. They just got hands on the butt. That's all. And if you're looking forward to the next Star Wars film like I am, Episode 7, you'll be happy to know that Princess Leia is back in Empire-fighting shape. This according to her mom, Debbie Reynolds, who said to the news that Carrie has dropped 40 pounds in order to get into shape for the upcoming film. She's very excited about it, as we all are, said Debbie, because we all love Star Wars. So, who knows? Maybe the metal bikini comes back. Maybe the old slave, the old slave Leia comes back. Yeah, slap it on. Let's see. Let's take a look.
I'm not sure she's in
a lot
that.
Of years.
I'm willing to take that gambit.
How charming and chubby.
Oh, come on. Today's celebrity birthday is Audrina Patridge is 29 years old. Rosario Dawson's 35. Ghostface Killa of Wu-Tang Clan turns 44 years old. Anybody have 44 in the pool for how long Ghostface Killa would live? Does anybody have 44? No, no one took.
I don't believe so.
The numbers stop at 7. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode is 52 years old. Singer Billy Joel turns 65. And Andrew W.K. is 35 years old today. I don't wonder if he would have a birthday party.
Thing. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Woo! That is the neighborhood from the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock.
I could have played drums on that one.
It was a good show. You could play the drums on almost anything, though, the way you rock.
Well, with golden hands like these.
K-Rock.
These are precious weapons.
We actually have an Afro call about that. K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014. Tickets go on sale today at noon. Don't forget, it's Avicii. We did mention Beck has been added. Foster the People, Fall Out Boy, The Neighborhood, Bastille, and a whole lot more. You need a password to buy the tickets at noon. You get that by going to krock.com. Talking about the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. I don't know if you were listening yesterday or the day before when Lisa May was doing a commercial. And she said the words, "My mom is a goer."
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Well, it's Mother's Day.
You guys have met my mom.
You want to talk about your mom's sex life, don't you?
That was troubling.
She's fun.
Hi, I'm Buzz. Can you give me the number for Lisa's mom? I heard she's a goer. Yeah, I'm Buzz. I think she's a little cutie. Ask if she'd like to see my rocket. I'm Buzz.
That's nice. American hero Buzz Aldrin calling
into
the show.
Isn't that sweet?
That is nice.
Stutter speed.
Here's a message for people who have not been listening for a long time.
Okay, so for all you new listeners, people who are just tuning in, Lisa is not black. Hate to break it to you.
A lot of people think Lisa's black.
It is a common misperception.
Listen to her. She sounds like she's straight out of the hood.
I was born in Inglewood. I can't help it.
She's up
to
no good.
It's there.
I got to tell you, I can't for the life of me understand how one person would get that wrong.
Come on. With all
that was Judy Starbuck. Are you kidding?
Please.
Oh, soul.
Just past Cinco de Mayo, of course. This did not go well for one listener.
Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo.
Please leave the vomit to the professional, sir.
Are we the professionals?
That's right.
All right.
Beer mug, shut the f*** up about Ryan and Rogaine. Get off my radio.
But is it true that we could go to your Twitter feed and see him using the product?
Every day.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And directions on how to use it. So glad Muggs has a Twitter feed.
Oh, man, I just took a huge beer mug.
Yeah.
I think that's catching on.
Sure is.
I really think people are going for that.
Oh, my God.
Did he really just say?
And by he, the caller means Dean.
Musicians have to take care of their hands because they are precious weapons. Mm-hmm. Precious weapons? Really? Oh, my God.
Dean did say that. That was said.
Do you remember the time that Kevin hung up on Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite.
Yeah. That's, we all remember that. That's been greatly exaggerated.
Painful memory.
Hey, Kevin. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say
See?
That's
See?
Pretty good.
You hung up on Paul McCartney.
So you can hang up on Paul McCartney, but you can't fire Beer Mug. Wow. You're just a failure on every level, aren't you?
I think so.
Say it.
I think so. Yeah.
Yesterday, Kevin hung up on a Beatle.
A lot of attention for that. He was saying it was the half.
One of the biggest stars in the world. That's why.
It was the last half of the word by.
It wasn't at
so
all.
So it was just the half of the Y and a little bit of the E.
No, the
That's
first
it.
Word was by, and he was obviously going to say something else.
That is not true.
Kevin hung up on a Beatle? What?
No!
Even Darth Vader doesn't like it.
Remember when we were taking listeners that were doing their impression of Godzilla?
And yes.
What high quality that was?
Sure.
Godzilla, mother.
Maybe too happy with that.
Yeah,
maybe.
She liked that.
You guys remember Victor Fuentes, one of our favorite 911 calls of all time.
Victor.
You guys can't seriously play Victor Fuentes without also playing the Victor Fuentes remix. Come on. Also, fire Beer Mug.
The guy's right. This is Victor Fuentes.
Fire department operator 75, what's the address, please?
16121. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
16121 Harris.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy.
You're male?
I'm a male, motherfucker, of course.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to check my head or my finger because I'm kind of cut.
You fell off what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
There's this place. Man, too much information, this man.
Yeah, it's true. Too much
information. The great Mike Realm did the remix, and you're right. We should never play that. Without following it with the remix.
Fire department operator 75, what's the address, please?
All right.
What's your name?
Victor Fuentes. Victor Fuentes.
All right. What's wrong right now? What's wrong right now?
I fell down. I want them to check my head.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's your name? All right.
Victor Fuentes.
Come on.
Just added to the Weenie Roast lineup.
If you want to get stuck in a black hole on the internet, go to Mike Realm's YouTube channel.
He's so good.
You'll stay on it all day long. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes till 10. Don't forget, today is the day. If you want to buy tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014, you got your Avicii. We announced earlier this morning Beck has been added. Foster the People, Fall Out Boy, The Neighborhood, Bastille. You need a password. You get that by going to krock.com. Joining the street team, you'll get the password. You can buy the tickets today at noon.
Hot fudge, holy moly, it's Friday.
It is Friday, and time for our final show beat of the week.
You like my new slogan?
I don't. Try it again.
Hot fudge, holy moly, it's Friday.
Well, he sells it.
It's a good delivery.
Hot fudge, holy moly.
That's not bad.
It's my new catchphrase.
Okay.
And I said that the other day. I'm trying to make that my new catchphrase.
Right.
And I had forgotten where I got that from. I've been saying it my whole life.
Okay.
On and off. And then a listener sent in a reminder saying, that is from an old kids show. An old TV show.
Really?
Yeah. And he sent me the clip of it. I said, oh my God, that's right. I remember watching it as a little kid and it always stuck with me.
And what made you decide to bring it back this week?
I don't know. I say it off and on in my real life. And I just said it on the air. And I said, that sounds awesome. Hot fudge, holy moly. And now I have a jingle for it.
Oh, really?
From the kids' show. It's the actual musical stab from the kids' show where they used to say it.
Wow!
Hot on the money! What's going on? Hot on the money! I'm gonna have some fun!
Yeah! That's my new song! Hot fudge, holy moly! So from now on, I'm gonna say, well, that's gonna be my greeting.
When you say it, am I supposed to play
it? That's gonna be my K-Rock greeting to all the listeners out there. I'm gonna go on with a lot of energy, go, hot fudge, holy moly!
Yeah! Hot on the money! What's going on?
It
does,
ready
actually.
To have a good time?
It does, actually.
Oh, it's going to be a huge sensation. Getting the T-shirts printed up. I got bumper stickers. Oh, we're going to have a good time with that.
Going to make a million.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about show business news. Pink has announced she's pregnant with her second child. And that's great. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say anymore when I do these pregnancy and marriage stories. It's just like I'm happy for these people.
Right.
Speaking of babies, don't forget this weekend NBC is showing their remake of Rosemary's Baby.
Babies come out of the butt, right?
This one might. It's the Devil Baby. I don't know if you've ever seen the original film from 1968, but it was terrifying back then, and they have remade it. Zoe Saldana stars.
Oh, I love her.
Patrick Adams is her husband. They are a young couple who moves to Paris, and they get a bunch of new neighbors who show up looking for the devil. Excuse me. Hello. Yes, is the devil here? We're looking for the devil. And for some reason, they all start being attracted to her and her apartment and what's going on there. And turns out, oh, well, she is pregnant.
Oh.
So, who could she be pregnant with? What spawn could be issuing from her loins, I wonder? Maybe it's Satan? So, that's on Sunday night, if you want to.
You are all going to die tonight.
Yeah, you probably all die. That's what I'm guessing. Ryan Gosling is madly in love with Eva Mendes.
Yeah.
Isn't everyone?
Yeah. I can't really blame her. But I wonder if there is a phone topic for the Kevin and Bean Show in most embarrassing thing you've ever done for the person you're in love with. You know, being in love sometimes makes you an idiot.
Sure.
And you will do things that you never in a million years dreamed that you were you were capable of doing while you were single. But being in a relationship and being in love makes you just an ass. And I think this qualifies. Ryan Gosling was spotted wearing a pendant with the name Hugo inscribed in it at the premiere of a movie last Tuesday. Hugo is the name of Eva Mendez's dog.
Wow.
He's wearing jewelry with her dog's name on it.
That's true love.
Wow.
F you, Lisa.
I love Ryan even more.
Freaking pet parent.
Oh, he's a
It's
best.
Not even his dog.
Well, it kind of is.
It's Eva Mendez's dog, and he's wearing a pendant that says Hugo on it.
They wow. obviously spend all their time together.
Holy, hot fudge, holy moly.
Yeah, I wish I had that. Sure wish I had that. I was just watching Muggs work his magic over here in the corner.
He's not doing birthdays yet. So we don't need Andrew WK yet. Dumbass.
It's like watching Bree Walker do a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, God, Ralph.
God damn beer mug.
Hot fudge, holy moly.
Hot fudge, holy moly.
Yeah. Hot fudge, holy moly. What's going on?
I like that. You're right. It's catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy.
I like it.
Smashing Pumpkins have a new drummer. They're having a new drummer on one of the band's two new albums that will be released in 2015. The album is called Monuments to an Elegy. And the drummer on that particular Smashing Pumpkins album is Tommy Lee.
Oh,
really?
From Motley Crue.
Isn't
that an interesting mix? He's drumming on all 9 tracks on that album. I thought that was odd. Speaking of odd, have you seen the lineup for Glastonbury?
I've not.
Glastonbury is a music festival in the UK, which I guess you could most easily compare it to Coachella here in the States. It is a long-time standing festival that they have in the UK, and it's a massive party.
But it seems like there's always mud.
Always mud.
Whereas really? Coachella, every once in a while.
Coachella is to dust what Glastonbury is to muck. And they always have the most eclectic, weird lineups. This is no exception. Here's your lineup for Glastonbury.
It's 3-day, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It is Friday the 27th. I guess it's Thursday, Fridays. No, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 27th, 28th, and 29th of June. And, oh gosh, I'll be there then.
Hey, you should go.
I should check out this lineup.
Sure.
Nobody loves.
Sure you will.
Nobody likes music and mud more than me. Crowds and mud.
Mud.
But listen to this lineup. I'm tempted. Skrillex.
Yes.
MIA.
Yeah.
Massive Attack.
Yep.
Blondie. Huh. Robert Plant. The Black Keys. Elbow. Jack White. The Pixies. Dolly Parton.
Good Lord.
What? Kasabian. Arcade Fire. With Metallica headlining.
Wow.
How weird is that lineup?
That's a pretty weird lineup.
What is Dolly fit
in? What's going to happen when Dolly Parton walks on stage? Someone's going to say, Hot Fudge, Holy Moly!
Yeah! Hot Fudge, Holy Moly! What's going on? Hot Fudge, Holy Moly! I'm going to have some fun!
That's what I'm saying.
That was only available because Muggs was out of the room.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Audrina Patridge is 29 years old today. Andrew W.K. is 35. Rosario Dawson, also 35 today. I'm not hearing any bells over there, by the way. There's no bells.
I'm trying to figure out if we're gonna have Don't Bogart. I'm trying to see if we're going to have Don't Bogart or not.
Whew, man. There we go. That's for Audrina and Rosario?
Sure.
Ghostface Killa is 44 years old. When's there going to be a Wu-Tang Clan member called Beer Mug Killa?
Yeah.
That's awesome. The one I want to rap with. Dave Kahan of Depeche Mode, 52 years old. And singer Billy Joel celebrates his 65th birthday. No, I'm not going to do it.
Good.
I had a whole bunch of right-in-the-file jokes I could have made there, and I held back.
Good choice.
And I said, Hot Fudge, Holy Moly!
Don't have that. Oh, nope.
I got to put it on this machine over here.
Yes, you do.
Maybe take it out of your hands.
We have this.
Oh, hey. You know what that means?
Yes.
We're saying goodbye for the weekend. Have a good weekend, everybody. Next week, big show, Kevin.
Big show next week.
You bet.
Come on back.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana, cannabis sativa.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's a groovy way of relaxing, opening your senses.
Roll another one.
I love weed, okay? I love it.
Just like.
Now's the time to introduce the joints.
This one seems to be about quit. And I need another hit.
These guys need to turn those frowns upside down. And I got just the thing for that. We call it Doobie Snacks.
You are high as a kite.
This one seems to be about to end.
Now it's time to get super duper high.
I don't have another sip.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
We are not very functional when we're high, which is all the time.
Just pass it around.
So
like Cypress Hill concert in here.
What's wrong with that joint, my friend?
I love weed, okay? I love it.
But it's passing on down.
Well, what did everybody think?
That stunk.
That could have gone better.
I don't care what you want. I don't care what they want. It's over. Let's go.
We done? I'm going to say we're done.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, guys. Good meeting.
I don't know where I'm supposed to be right now.
Thanks, guys.
This is your time. Their time is done. It's over.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Oops.
You hung up on Paul McCartney.
Well, he was saying goodbye. Okay, right.